This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. A typhoon is headed to the Fukushima Daiichi facility, which is under quite a bit of duress already as we speak. If it wasn't bad enough, here comes a typhoon. A typhoon! Can you believe that? Steve Starrs is with us. Steve, give me some more updates on that situation.
Well, I was looking for the latest, and of course, all we're hearing about is the Washington, D.C. shooting and how that all unfolded. We went through that. Meanwhile, there's another major disaster in effect going on, and it's being caused by this typhoon, actually. They call them typhoons.
One person's typhoon is another person's hurricane, right?
That's right. And this one's called Typhoon Manyi. And then there's video from Russia Today up online, September 16th, 2013. It says workers at the Fukushima nuclear plant have braced for a powerful incoming typhoon. Japan is struggling and failing to keep radiation leaks from the facility crippled by the 2011 quake and tsunami under control. Typhoon Manyi hit southern Japan on Monday morning, bringing heavy rains and strong winds and sparking fears that it might further deteriorate the situation at Fukushima. Workers at the site are using large weights to try and prevent cranes used to move debris from toppling over from the wind, the reports the Japanese broadcaster NHK. They also attached ropes to external piping and pumps, which are used to pump cooling water to and from the reactors. So the typhoon, it says here, Bob, has reached, is increased in size, reaching strength with wind speeds rising up to 162 kilometers per hour. I guess that's probably, what, about 120 mile an hour winds. And they're showing these big, huge cranes outside the typhoon and the dangers there. And it says this disaster, it triggered a wave of reaction of nuclear power, both in Japan and in some other countries. Japan is soon to become a nuclear-free nation after shutting down its only operational reactor on September 15th. This, however, is expected to be a temporary situation, with facilities going back online after passing, quote, safety checks and winning approval from municipal authorities. I mean, it's really interesting that Obama has, since there never been any more nuclear reactors licensed since Three Mile Island until now. And after all of this, Barack Obama is issuing more licenses for, I guess it's three more reactors, is it two or three, in the United States, very similar situation. So, I mean, you know, this is another one of those disasters that Barack Obama is not wanting to deal with, just like the BP oil spill. Something that went on for way too long, something that, you know, our military forces and the kind of people that we spend money protecting us from fighting people like Al-Qaeda, which we fund, should be working on some of these natural disasters, in my opinion, to try and stop the dangerous flow of radiation or this toxic oil and the stuff that they use to disperse it with, Bob. So, I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous because this, again, as we said before, the whole thing in Washington, another distraction from another major story that's breaking in another part of the world that people haven't really heard much about. You know, they heard a lot about Fukushima, but they really don't know what's going
from
on.
From here anyways.
Yeah, from day to day. Yeah,
You know, Steve, I really hope they can get their act together. But I don't think the powers that shouldn't be want to get their act together with this. There comes a point with where their incompetence is not incompetence, you know.
Absolutely. It's negligence. It's highly irresponsible, and I believe it's deliberate in many cases. So these people are just not making mistakes, friends. They are deliberately going about allowing the environment, you know, the food chain, the weather. I understand that HAARP has been shut down. Did you hear that, Bob? I mean, this is an unconfirmed report, but
HAARP has been shut down. I read a little bit about that, but HAARP is not really the top of the line technology.
Not anymore, anyway. You know, apparently not. Yeah, I mean, whatever they used it for in those days was kind of like the Minuteman 1 ICBM project. They pulled it out. And they have better means of doing the same thing now.
Sure, scalar weapons and all sorts of things.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be abandoning HAARP if it wasn't, if it was still effective. But apparently they got what they wanted out of it, and the place has been locked up. There's maybe a couple security people walking around, but no one's going in and going out. Lights are off. Nothing seems to be running. It's been this way for several months now. Who knows how they're manipulating the weather. Do I think the Colorado floods are part of chemtrail weather manipulation? I do. I mean, I may sound like a conspiracy theorist, but we know from the films of what in the world are they spraying and why in the world are they spraying, that when they spray this aluminum across the skies, it suspends rain from the west coast across to the east coast. It usually gives out over there and dumps on places like North Carolina. We had a caller calling from North Carolina tonight, and I know from my cousin living out there that they had pouring rain for about 2 or 3 weeks. Well, in this case, what happened? We had these abnormal high temperatures in the middle of the country. I mean, it was up like 98, 102, 103 degrees here in Denver area, and it was very, very hot across the Midwest. And that was because a lot of this the moisture had been eradicated from this part of the country. They're trying to drive the farmers out, friends. They're drying them out. And what happened was they created this high pressure zone in the middle of the country, and they had a low pressure zone sucking monsoon weather up from the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf of California up through the mountains of New Mexico and into Colorado, and it was trapped here. Now, that's just one theory. I may be wrong, of course, but I'm saying that moisture could not move from west to east because of this high pressure zone, and that's what caused it to dump here. Now, that can happen naturally. Of course, we have floods every – this is one of those 100-year floods, they called it, here in Colorado. But I think it was definitely either exasperated or induced by the situation of dry, hot, high-pressure weather across the middle of the country, and that caused a big part of it. So these are the kinds of things that you know, your weatherman won't tell you. You know, if you ask your weatherman, do you see those things up there, those things that we call chemtrails? What are those? I mean, is the guy on, you know, the local Channel 3 weather going to tell you what they are? I mean, no, they don't tell you any of this stuff in the mainstream news media. Why? I mean, here it is all around us, so evident, so plain to see, Bob, and they don't tell us anything about what's going on out there.
No, they don't. Steve, you mentioned Feinstein a while back.
Oh, yes.
Comments on the recent shooting. Well, she's made some outrageous comments in her day, and nothing's as outrageous, perhaps, as the comments at a recent hearing that she had in regards to a First Amendment conflict. And I thought it might be productive to tear her apart and do so next segment. So we'll shift gears a little bit and tear her apart. You know, Steve and I from time to time get a piece of audio from one of these crooks, and it's hard not to sit here and really, really rip it to shreds. And we have a lot of fun doing so, and I think we make some good ones. So we'll do that. I had a whole series of stories here. I'll tell you why the Federal Reserve System is trending.
Yeah.
And that's coming up. And we'll keep the phone lines open as well, Steve, at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us, and I'd love to hear from you on anything that's on your mind. Wait until you hear this clip, Steve, of Feinstein. I think you'll have fun tearing this to shreds with me. Oh, by the way, did I tell you Anthony Gucciardi's coming on tomorrow night?
Oh, that will be good. He is an excellent guest, and he's done some great work. So he's been on before, and another excellent guest, Bob. Good. I'll be listening in.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I want to get to this Senator Lindsey Graham stuff, too, because he continues to make the news here. And Lindsey Graham, of course, from South Carolina, the Republican, announced on Saturday that he's going to officially approach Congress to seek military authorization for a strike on Iran. That's right, Iran. These guys are out of their frickin' mind. What do they want? World War III? Yeah, I think so.
The Bob Justin Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio. Every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Thanks. Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight Central Time here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to be here. Got a lot to get to. We're going to tear apart this Feinstein audio, Steve. You ready for this? I'm sure you are. But first, let's go to the phone line. Take some callers at 800-313-9443. Call up with anything on your mind. 800-313-9443. And we'll tease this Feinstein segment here in just a little bit, and we'll get to that. And I'm sure Steve and I will have plenty to say about her ridiculous comments about the First Amendment. Geez, if she hasn't said enough to put her foot in her mouth in the past, well, this ought to shock you. Well, let's go to the phone lines as promised and talk with Frank in West Virginia. Hello, Frank.
Well, Bob, how's it going there, buddy? Sitting here on the rocking chair, smoking my cob pipe, but I want to know, I'm watching Al Jazeera now. Is this a false flag operation that's going on down there in the D.C. area today? And were you privy to see all the hardware the U.S. government pulled out when this black man went haywire? What's your comment on this?
I'm not sure what his race has anything to do with it.
Well, I think it does. I'm buying into this workplace violence, bad hair day, over-medicated middle-class American, stress, job loss, and shorted on a paycheck thing. Workplace violence, typical.
Probably more to that, but even if that's the case, the lamestream media and the powers that shouldn't be have certainly exploited the situation. Frank, I'm going to keep you on hold and get to another caller here. We'll come back to you in just a second because I have a feeling we disagree. And we love callers that we disagree with, Steve, don't we? And we have a lot of fun taking them on. But I want to get Keith in here. Keith, hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I just want to get your input on that that reach is free for FEMA that's supposed to happen here the first week of October.
I remember hearing something about that, Keith, but my memory's a bit foggy on it. Tell me about it.
The FEMA Region 3 is, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and West Virginia. I was just curious, they've got millions and millions of dollars spent on antibiotics, millions and millions of dollars spent on MREs, and billions of dollars of plastic coffin liners. Trips your trigger, years ago, I was actually delivering those coffin liners to an undisclosed location in Maryland.
Did you say you were delivering them?
Yeah. And the answer I got when I delivered them was, don't know, don't care. It's American taxpayers' money that's being spent. I said, oh, okay. So that was it.
So let me get this straight. You, for those that don't know, FEMA Region 3 is preparing for something. Retired State Senator Sheldon R. Songstad of South Dakota stated that he issued an emergency FEMA Region 3 alert on August 13th, scheduled for October 1st. UN peacekeepers began training the fourth week of July and will complete their nine-week training by October the 1st. How many troops are training? 360,000 troops, according to this source I'm reading from, are training for their urban warfare training. These are UN troops, and it ends October 1st, the same day this drill begins. And now you're telling me, Keith, is it?
Yes, sir.
Keith, you're a truck driver, correct?
Yes.
And you delivered coffins, liners. They claim they're not coffins. We've gone through this before when we found huge stockpiles of them. You've delivered liners, coffins, essentially, that fit multiple bodies to this area. And what did they tell you?
They're just They don't know. I say, well, what are these for? Don't know. Don't care. Oh, okay. I pressed the issue a little bit and was told to leave it alone. None of your business. Leave it alone.
Coincidentally, the emergency broadcast system will begin testing beginning on September 25th through October 2nd. Our U.S. military will not be permitted to leave from the 28th through November 5th. NORCOM's yearly training for civil unrest is suspended until the 27th. Over 300 school systems will be issued a three-day emergency kit for each student in September. Is there an October surprise here I'm sniffing?
My gut feeling's telling me yes. My neighbors, they're on alert. Just different people I've come across, in my neck of the woods where I live. We got a lot of military things around my place, and it's kind of funny because you see all kinds of convoys coming in and coming out. Helicopters flying over, just different things to take notice to that you really don't notice on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean?
Well, Keith, I hope nothing happens.
Yeah, keep us in touch with that, Keith.
I certainly hope so. I don't want nothing to happen either, but I think it's time the American people, open their eyes up, right to keep and bear arms. Freedom of religion and freedom of speech and all that,
Feinstein doesn't like that idea. Senator Feinstein, in just a moment, we're going to play her take on that. Hey, Keith, I know you're a truck driver, but will you send me an email about what you just told me? Because I'd love to keep that documented, and if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine. But I'd like to document what you just shared with me about those liners being delivered. And you said you can't discuss as to where they were delivered exactly?
No, I am not. No, sir. I cannot tell you where I was delivering them to. No way. No.
Really? Are you a civilian, sir, or are you in the military?
I am a civilian.
Okay.
I am a civilian driver.
Can you tell us who you were delivering them for?
No. All right, sir, so I can't.
I think we can put two and two together on that one.
I can't, because they haul other things other than stuff for the government. So, I'm not going to set the fires up for that. No, sir.
Well, fair enough. What you've done so far is very interesting. And please email me, okay? TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com.
I can do that. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Keith. Thank you for that. We'll get back to the phone lines in just a moment. We'll get back to Frank from West Virginia, who's guaranteed to disagree with us and make a fool out of himself. But we love to do that as well, and we have Tyler on the line and you at 800-313-9443. I have a lot to get to. With all these callers, though, we'll skip it, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 800-313-9443. Diane Feinstein, First Amendment is a special privilege. Yeah, right. According to who?
The Bob Justin.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son. Well, it turns out he's advised the world to drop out of school. On a Twitter rant on September 12th, the 15-year-old sounded off against the point of education, saying school is a tool to brainwash the youth. Right on. Right on, Mr. Smith. Jaden Smith. You're definitely on the money with that. The indoctrination camps are just to brainwash the youth, and, well, unschooling and education and the teaching of proper critical thinking are all valuable things. Folks, we're going to take your calls at 800-313-9443. Play a little bit of this Feinstein audio if we get a chance to. And, well, I'll take on Frank from West Virginia, who's waiting to discuss God knows what. He's usually full of it, and a great caller to show that there are people out there who listen who disagree with us, and oftentimes they make a complete fool of themselves. And Frank will do a good job in illustrating that in just moments. But let's get to a serious call first and talk with, is it Trey? I think it's Trey. No, Tyler. 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 Hello, Tyler.
Time.
What's that?
Maybe he's got a good point.
Who does?
Frank.
Well, you haven't heard him out.
I haven't heard him out, but I'm just saying, you know, let him talk.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to him.
All right, you want to hear him talk? All right. Is that why you called?
I want to get on the radio.
You are.
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio? My name's Tyler. I'm not Frank.
Hey, Tyler.
We get it, Tyler.
All right.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Well,
what's on your mind? Your mind.
My mind.
Not Frank's mind. Your mind.
My mind is.
Your
I'm
mind.
I'm expecting a false flag here really soon because Obama wants to take our guns.
That's
he really
true.
Wants to do it bad.
Yeah.
And they're capable of doing this anytime they want to. It's really scary how they can do this anytime they want to. And then as soon as there's a shooting somewhere, they want to blame it on people like us, people that love patriotism. I think that's terrible.
I do too.
But do you think really, Tyler, they're going to be able to do that? I mean, people have been buying more guns and more weapons and more ammo in the last 3 to 4 years. And
so has the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's true. It's just that, there's a lot of guns and weapons out there, and I don't think anybody's going to give them up very easily.
Well, they're going to have a very hard time, but yet they want to. And Obama, that's his agenda. And they're going to run Hillary. They're going to run her. And that, my God, if we have Hillary, we're going to have a serious problem.
I don't think so. I think she's a puppet, and yeah, they might run her, and yeah, we might have a worse problem, but it's not indicative of Hillary per se. It's her handlers. These people are just suits. These are just puppets. And
yeah,
that's my take.
Teleprompter. Yeah.
Exactly.
Teleprompter
exactly.
People. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, buddy.
Well, thanks, man.
Take care. All right. As requested, we'll go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank,
well,
go ahead and put your foot in your mouth.
Well, I'm not putting my foot in my mouth, Bob. You know, everything I say is valid, well thought out, and is a valid...
Right, so box cutters took down the Trade Center, right?
Well, yeah, well, no, they took over the cockpits of the airplanes, which took down the Trade Centers, Bob.
Right, right, because...
Yeah, I just watched all those videos on 9/11, Bob, that Building 7 was burning for at least 8 hours or 7 hours, but whatever, right. Bob. That's not the discussion tonight. The discussion is your caller's coffins and the training of the UN troops. That is the troops that are going to go into Syria and destroy the chemical weapons that were placed there by the Soviet Union, Bob. And they are going to need lots of...
I thought the weapons came from Iraq.
Well, Iraq, Russia, Germany...
And where did the Iraqis receive the chemical weapons from,
well,
Frank?
Well, we might have made them for them down here in West Virginia, DuPont. You never know.
Yeah, we did make them for them. Yes.
Well, yeah, we have the capability. It takes a big-ass chemical plant. Might have been done here in our soil.
Okay, great.
You know, the process.
And support this because you are a mass-murdering moron or because you're evil? Why is that?
Look where we placed them, Bob, in the middle of the Middle East. We hoped they were going to be used on rams. So they have been used on rams.
And you're a bigot as well because people are... derogatory...
Okay, Middle Easterners. We'll be politically correct, Bob. They were placed directly in the Middle East to eliminate Middle Easterners.
They didn't eliminate the Israelis, the Zionists.
Well, the Israelis got gas masks, Bob, and they have the serum, if you know.
I wonder why.
Well, they were given the serum by the United States of America. If there's a gas attack, they all can put on a gas mask with proper respirators. Personal protection equipment, PPE, and they're able to deal with it. Plus, they'll be able to incinerate it when it's coming over the
wall at them.
Is there something in the air tonight that we keep getting these calls?
No, Bob. But what's wrong with my theory?
We've had
Bob,
some good calls tonight, Steve, but this is an example
your theory,
of
Bob. Your theory, Bob.
Silliness, really is.
What's your theory, Bob?
He can't tell you his theory because he doesn't have a theory.
Frank? Did your mom just pick up the phone?
That is my mother.
Oh, I want to talk to your mother. Hello, Frank's mother. Are you there?
Well, we want to know your theory.
No, put your mom back on the phone, Frank. I know it's late.
Tell us your theory, Bob.
Al's on the phone. Is that your dad?
Yes. Now talk to my dad.
Hey there.
What's your theory, Bob? Come on.
Put them back on hold because we're going to get to a real caller. Put them back on hold. What a joke.
It makes for entertainment.
My head is spinning. It's not even entertaining. It's ridiculous. Brett in Montana. Hi there, Brett.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Brett in Michigan. Sorry. What?
All right, Michigan, Montana. Same old.
Our fault here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I just had a comment that I heard earlier today. A little more intelligible than some of the calls have been calling in. But
thank you. Save us.
If you are complacent, then you will be complicit, which will make you compliant.
Yep.
I like that. That's spot on.
And I think America needs to be with being complacent, because we are just guilty, all of us, for letting this go on. I mean, why don't we cut off the purse string? We pay for all of this. We pay for the every bit of it. So why don't we figure out a way to get together and stop paying taxes, maybe?
I agree with you, but how do we do that without getting sent to a cage?
Yeah, you can't do 1,000 people because that's not enough. We got to get the word out and do it, a million.
Well, in other words, if everybody did it, then we'd have the numbers to stand strong.
I agree. But I think maybe we start a little closer to home locally, and if we could convince a few states to say, all right, why don't you take our federal tax dollars and you use those to fix your roads, your bridges, take care of the actual needy, whatever. And we put that power back at the state's hands. If you got a dozen or so states to do that, I think it would be, the rest of them would be tripping over themselves trying to get the laws enacted to pass that. But I don't know.
Let me ask you a question, though, okay? You know how the Federal Reserve works, right, Brett?
Oh, yeah.
So does it really matter if we pay taxes if it's all debt to begin with?
Well, I agree. We shouldn't be paying taxes at all, but it is the system that we're living in at this time, and we aren't being represented with our tax dollars at all. I'm not a big "the government's going to fix it" type guy. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get things started going in the right direction.
Well, I like the way you're thinking. We definitely need to do something, and I think we should not buy, not comply, and ask why, to steal the phraseology from United We Strike. But I think taxes, at the end of the day, are just a small part of that, and there's a big picture here. But thank you for calling with something actually legible and intelligible. I appreciate that. And we'll get to final phone calls. But I want to, in the final segment here, Steve, what do you say we get to this Feinstein madness?
Yeah, let's do that before we, get any further in.
All right, we're going to rip it to shreds, folks.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Five segment tonight, and we're glad we could write it out with us on tonight's brilliant show. And let's get to this Feinstein stuff. Listen to what she says.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I'd like to thank Senator Dubin and his staff.
Yo voy a descubrir mundos nuevos. Y haré de este un mundo mejor.
Senator Schumer for being willing and his people.
I don't know what that was, by the way.
What was that?
See if we couldn't work this out. Let me explain why I think this amendment is needed. I've had long-standing concerns that the language in the bill as introduced would grant a special privilege to people who really aren't reporters at all, who have no professional qualifications
Uh-oh, Steve, you see where she's going with this? You ready for this?
Yes,
whatsoever. The fundamental issue behind this amendment is, should this privilege apply to anyone? To a 17-year-old who drops out of high school, buys a website for $5, and starts a blog? Or should it apply to journalists, to reporters, who have bona fide credentials? This bill is described as a reporter shield bill, so I believe it should be applied to real reporters. The attorney-client privilege applies to attorneys, not any non-legal advisor. The spousal privilege applies to spouses, not to boyfriends and girlfriends. As I described the last time this committee passed this legislation, this could have been interpreted to cover hate websites, like that of the neo-Nazi organization, the National Socialist Movement, or even Senate press secretaries. So I am very grateful that the Media Coalition and Senator Schumer worked cooperatively with Senator Durbin and me to make sure that the bill doesn't do that. So this amendment effectively sets up a test for establishing bona fide credentials that make one a legitimate journalist. The first part of our amendment, page 5, starting on line 15, defines a covered journalist as someone who is an employee, agent, or independent contractor for a media entity. It's important to note that as part of the compromise, we took out the word salaried before employee, as this apparently caused some unnecessary worry to some people. We included a very broad list of media entities the journalist can be affiliated with, including newspapers, news websites, and, quote, any other news service distributed digitally, among other things. Then we have a functional test, which is essentially the same as what is in the bill now. Recognizing the migration of reporters away from newspapers and magazines as those industries struggle, we also included on page 7, starting on line 17, a provision for a journalist to establish their journalistic bona fides, even if they're not currently affiliated with a media entity, through look-back provisions. As part of the compromise, we lengthened how far back in time the journalist's past experience could be.
Oh, boy, Bob. You know, I've got so much to say about that.
And I'll let you rip it to shreds. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, well, I have a degree in journalism. I have an FCC first-class license. Today it's changed, of course. Now I was a licensed RF engineer, okay? I've worked in radio since I was 19 years old, and I think that is nothing more than a shutdown on free speech. And I can tell you right now, I'm very glad I don't work for the mainstream news media. I'm very glad I left those people a long, long time ago. And they are the problem in this country. As I said before, Bob, they're the biggest problem in this country right now is the lying news media. And this woman stands up as if professional journalism is something that people ought to aspire to in this country when they are nothing more than whores. That's what they really are. I mean, this has nothing to do with journalism. This has nothing to do with free speech, the freedom of the press. This has everything to do with trying to shut down the alternative media and stop us from exposing things like 9/11. Like Oklahoma City, like anthrax, like the bankster bailout. Hey, we never even got to the 25 things about the Fed tonight because we took so many calls. But this is the kind of dangerous, psychopathic Nazi propaganda that only a sick sociopath like Feinstein would come up with. This is absolutely so far off track and far off America that it is Nazi, nothing short of it. This is trying to control the press.
It's a threat to her. It's a threat to her and her cronies. They don't like to be called out. They like to be the tyrants and the the kings and queens that can do whatever they like.
That's absolutely it. They want to shut down everybody who disagrees with them. They're trying to raise up all these credentials. And, you know, the reality, she says these struggling industries. Well, the reason why they're struggling is because nobody wants to listen to them anymore. Everybody is
starting. They're liars.
Yeah, they're starting to figure it out. The news media lies and lies and lies. And they're not going to buy Feinstein's crap. the mainstream, or the, at least the, most of the population. You know, right now, people who trust in mainstream news media are in the minority. Tell your friends this when they say, well, I didn't hear that on the news. I said, well, you're in the minority if you still believe these people. Because the majority of us have already turned them off. And she's trying to raise standards. This is almost like trying to make sure that people who are black are educated enough to vote. That's essentially what it is. You know, call it whatever you like, but it's just another means of a criteria by which she can manipulate all the opinion that's already been manipulated. And if the truth were known, she would be not only without a job, she'd be facing charges, which is what she should be doing, in my opinion. Well, not just my opinion.
It's treason in a sense.
It is treason. It's dangerous deception. It's like yelling fire in a crowded theater. The lies that they have told, the bloody, murderous lies that the media have told, are crimes way beyond belief, friends. These are not just mistakes. These are acts of, they're beyond criminal negligence. These are deliberate deceptions that have been spread over and over by ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Fox, CNN especially, you know. Yeah. I mean, and we're doing the job that we need to be doing and telling you these people are lying to you. They're lying to you as people sit there in front of that boob tube and suck on that poisonous teat. They're just
it's pronounced Bob Tube, Steve.
Oh, the Bob Tube. Okay, Bob Tube.
Hey, Steve, that just about does it for us tonight. You're absolutely right. Folks, keep your thoughts and prayers for the fact that Fukushima is about to get hit possibly with even more turmoil and with a typhoon that's on its way. Scary, scary stuff. And we'll keep you up to date on that situation. Anthony Gucciardi coming on tomorrow, Steve. That should be pretty good.
That'll be a great show. Great show. We'll go over the 20, maybe go over the 25 things that the Fed, we never got to because of all the calls, but that was a good point too.
Yeah, that was a good article actually. And that was what was trending on Google News. Top stories, Washington Navy Yard, Federal Reserve System. So it beat out Syria and the floods and even Miley Cyrus, which is encouraging. I was kind of shocked to see that. And then when you click on Federal Reserve System, you find the 25 fast facts about the Federal Reserve you need to know. Great article that was posted actually originally, I believe, on the Activist Post. So kudos to them for breaking through here with some news and views on something actually important. Hey, if you support the news and views on things important that we have here on the Bob Tuscan Show, could use your help. I haven't got any donations in quite a while. Well, I lied. I got one great donation the other day for $100 from our friends at Harassment. Stop Harassment. They're going to come on the show, so I'll let him tell you about their organization. But $100 doesn't go very far these days, and I got bills, and my day job has been slacking and hurting. And anyways, without boring you with the details, if you can hook us up with some Federal Reserve notes, they're needed. Go to the right hand side of bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. That's bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N, and look for the Donate to the Tuscan Family tab. And you can help me out by going to that spot on the website. All right, Steve-O, thanks again, brother.
Okay, man, we'll see you soon.
All right, folks. Love you, and thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Freedom.